Flight from the Cities, Home Building Construction Spending Soars Again. By John Carney on June 1, 2021. The Great American Housing Reawakening continued to blossom in April, pushing house construction spending higher even as overall construction spending grew more slowly than expected. Private sector spending on the construction of new single-family homes rose 1.3% in March to a seasonally adjusted annualized rate of $396.3 million, the 11th consecutive monthly increase, data from the Commerce Department showed Tuesday. Compared with February of 2020, the last month before the economy was hit by pandemic shutdowns, spending is up 29.8%. Compared with a year ago, new house construction spending is up 39.6%. Total construction spending rose just 0.2 percentage points, falling short of expectations for three times as much growth. But the prior month was revised up to 1% growth from just 0.2. Compared with February 2020, construction spending is up 11.5%. But that gain is due entirely to the increase in residential spending. Non-residential spending is down 1.1% over the period. Government construction spending fell 0.6% and is 2.2% lower than a year ago. One of the biggest declines percentage-wise was in the category of public safety, which includes police stations and jail cells, and declined by 15.2% in April. It is down 11.5% compared with a year ago. Private sector non-residential spending fell 0.5% in April from March. It is down 4.8% from a year ago and 5.9% compared with February of 2020. Spending on construction for factories picked up by 0.4 points but remains below pre-pandemic levels. Office construction spending rose 0.2 and is also below pre-pandemic levels. Unlike many other parts of the economy, construction spending was considered an essential service and permitted to operate in many areas. Nonetheless, spending fell nearly 6% between its February peak and May trough. Residential construction spending fell by nearly 9.5% in those months. Employment in construction continues to lag pre-pandemic levels. That could be an indicator that the spending increases are driven in large part by increases in the costs of materials and labor.